Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in four states and one union territory. Keralam is witnessing high-voltage campaigning ahead of the assembly polls on April 9. Prominent national leaders from major political fronts are leading election rallies in key constituencies across the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Keralam this afternoon to attend NDA election campaigns in Thiruvalla and Thiruvananthapuram. He will address a public meeting at Thiruvalla Stadium. Arunachal's Rupa Bayor has created history by becoming the first Indian to reach World Taekwondo World Ranking No. 5. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulating Bayor, said that it is not just a personal milestone but a proud moment for the entire nation. Her dedication, discipline and relentless hard work have set a new benchmark for Indian Taekwondo. Winter sports training and the Open National Ski Mountaineering Championship is set to begin at Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh from tomorrow and will continue till 14th April. The championship will be on 15th April. International Ski Mountaineering Federation, SkiMo India Federation and Department of Youth Affairs, GOAP, are collaborating to organize this event, marking a significant advancement for adventure sports in the region. ICA National Research Center on Yak Dirang successfully conducted a Yak reintroduction program at Mechuka Block in Shiyomi District on Friday. The program aimed to promoting livestock-based livelihoods, enhancing ecotourism opportunities and conserving the traditional cultural heritage associated with yak rearing in the region. The program was implemented in collaboration with the Jomlo Monku Mithun Farmers Federation and the Animal Husbandry Department. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Education and Tourism P.T. Sona attended the Business Conference and Arunachal Investors Summit at the Arunachal University of Studies AUS Namsai on Friday. It was organized by the Indian Industries Association IIA in collaboration with the university. Minister Sona emphasized on the need to welcome and promote green industries, investments that generate livelihoods while protecting the environment and strengthening sustainable growth in Arunachal. He also said the signing of 16 MOUs between the University Industry Interlinkage Center, AUS, and IIA member industries is a positive step towards a deeper collaboration, innovation, and opportunity for the state's youth and entrepreneurs in the Northeast. The Communist Party of India, Marxist, has released its manifesto for the 2026 Puducherry Legislative Assembly elections, placing key emphasis on granting full statehood to Puducherry, ensuring 50% reservation for women in local bodies, and promoting mother tongue-based education. The Election Commission has approved creation of 4,660 auxiliary polling stations in West Bengal to facilitate voters where number of voters exceeded 1,200. The Commission has also approved shifting of 321 polling stations for the convenience of the voters. The total number of polling stations, including auxiliary polling stations, are new now 85,379 in West Bengal. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that any misunderstandings regarding the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment FCRA Bill 2026 will be addressed. He emphasized that while violations will invite strict action, but organizations working for the country's welfare will not be disturbed. Uttar Pradesh police has busted an ISI module and arrested four suspected handlers from Lucknow who were allegedly planning to trigger blasts at important places, including railway stations. One more Indian-flagged LPG tanker's Green Sunvi has crossed the war-affected Strait of Hormuz and is now en route to India. Government sources say that Green Sunvi has become the seventh India-bound LPG tanker to cross the Strait of Hormuz since the West Asia conflict began. Iran has formally rejected a United States proposal for a 48-hour ceasefire, underscoring a hardening of Tehran's stance amid the escalating West Asia conflict and raising concerns about further instability in the region. Indian archer Shyam Sundar Swami secured a bronze medal in the compound men's individual event at the World Archery Para Series in Bangkok. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.